Hello, Max.
Hello.
Good morning. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're going in for this four-piece project as well?
Yeah, I'm on the same week as Josh too.
So you're just doing the same 5 days and keeping Ian in check and all that? Yeah.
Have you been here from the beginning then, Max? With Josh?
No.
All right. How long have you been here?
This is my first time.
All right.
Oh, talking about frightening you to death. Oh,
I've never seen you before, so sorry about that.
It's okay.
I've never seen you before, but...
Get on with it.
Oh, dear. So, what are you going to get out of this four-piece project, you reckon?
Well, I'm hoping to get experience for voice work or something to do with microphones in a way.
Right.
Because I've always liked radio and voice work or foot stuff with Foleys.
Yeah. Well, you've got a good voice for radio.
Thank you.
Yes, good for voiceovers as well.
Yeah, so, you know, keep going, really.
Start writing some commercials and you can voice them.
What, in this place?
Yeah. If you ever want someone to interview, you know, we're here. We're volunteer for you.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know what to ask two old people, would you, really?
You've got to learn, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've got to learn these things, Max.
Yeah. Are you at the same school?
Yeah.
So you sort of... Yeah,
we know each other. We're not close friends, but we're friends. Yeah,
yeah.
Are you into acting as well and drama?
No, I don't do drama.
You don't go down that road.
Stage fright.
Oh, really? Fright? No singing or anything?
What man of your stature? Stage fright.
Yeah.
God. You don't play any musical instruments or anything or sing?
I used to play the saxophone.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's not easy, is it? Because it's a reed, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you ever master it, or did you give it up in disgust?
Got to grade 3 and had to give up because I couldn't pay for lessons, and I'm too dim-witted to know how to teach myself.
Couldn't you sort of go to Mum and Dad Bank or something?
No,
it didn't work. Okay. Well, good luck with the four-piece thing, because I think actually it's excellent, isn't it, Mo?
It is. Yeah, you look at Chip. Young Chip, who I do a show with
exactly.
on Mondays. You know, he's come on leaps and bounds. Do you know Chip?
No.
Yeah, he started off on the Four P's project, and now he's doing a couple of shows of his own.
He's come a long way. Really well, considering everything, isn't he? Yeah, he's brilliant.
Yeah, he is. Nice boy, isn't he?
So, I mean, do you fancy a job as a radio presenter, obviously.
Yeah.
So that would be good then, wouldn't it? I hope Ian's listening to this, because, you know, it might be a forthcoming job. You never know your luck. Oh, dear. The Pointer Sisters and Neutron Dance. That's the next track on here. Do you know the Pointer Sisters?
No.
No, he doesn't.
It's great. It's absolutely... Wouldn't you love to be in that position? To be in your position, right, of not knowing any of the old stuff, just the new stuff. So what sort of music are you into, or do you like?
Sort of classic stuff, like
classical or newer
stuff, or early 2000s sort of stuff.
Oh, sort of
sometimes
from
80s,
then on
90s,
until now. Yeah. Did you manage to get to the festival or anything?
No, I can't.
Bit pricey.
Too loud.
Too loud.
Yeah.
A man of your age saying it's too loud.
Yeah, but I have bad hearing.
You know. Well, all the best with the four-piece thing. And he's looking through the glass, Mr. Ewan Mack, at the moment, manager of this radio station. He's thinking, I'll get you later. Max, good luck with that.